Going on, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop Podcast. My name is Brian, and I'm alongside
Aldrin.
And today's episode is called Game 7 in Beantown. How's your week?
Week's pretty good, man. Just doing some school stuff and just relaxing. Hung out all day yesterday. Just kind of stayed in yesterday, which was weird, but it was relaxing and I needed that. How about you?
Been a good week, just hanging out with family. Just been hanging around family and just relaxing this week. Just having a good time, eating good food. Gonna hang out with my dad later today, so it's been a good week.
And I said hi.
Will do. And then
glasses look good, by the way.
Thanks. It's actually been a lot going on in the NBA. We gotta talk about the Lakers being eliminated. Since our last episode, got swept by the Denver Nuggets. What'd you think of that series?
Denver is finally the better team. We predicted this off air. We said that they're coming in. They're here. They're just a better team. Michael Porter, I think people don't talk about him much because it's obviously Joker's trending right now, but Michael Porter is that great number three guy on that squad.
Yeah.
I think originally, though, like, if he's on any other team, he's like a number two or maybe a one. It depends on the team. But I feel defensively he got better because I was looking at
much better.
Defensively, he got much better.
Yeah.
He's longer. He's actually using his length to defend, and he's scoring at he can shoot the lights out the gym. Like, you give him the ball, he's going to do something crazy with it. So he's actually accepting his role. Like, he's not trending in the wrong ways anymore. You notice that? He's like
mature. Yeah, he's much more mature. He's like 6'10", could shoot the lights out. He's only 24, so he's going to get better.
He's going to get better.
He could be like a Klay Thompson type player for them.
You know, he could honestly get a chip this year and then say he wants to leave if he wanted to. Because players like that sometimes do stuff like that.
He's gonna be expensive to keep. A lot of people at first we were like, is he gonna live up to the contract that he has? Because they gave him his extension early and he has his injury history, but
he's going to be expensive. I'm thinking about the future and I could see him in the future saying, "I want my own team."
Yeah, kind of like a Jaylen Brown situation. I could definitely, if he keeps trending upwards, I could see that for sure. I
maybe like my own prime right now. Be like, all right, I'm going to take over from my prime on. He's very skilled too. Aaron Gordon has been great for them. Also,
I was just about to say that he when he came into the league, he was pretty much just a dunker, but now he plays a little bit of defense. Seems to be like more skilled, and he's been really big for them in the playoffs this year. And that was like an underrated pickup because I remember when that first happened, I was like, Aaron Gordon? I thought he wasn't
going to last long in the league.
Yeah, I was just like, he's just a dunker, but he's been huge for them as well. Still really athletic. He's just been a great, they've been made some great pickups alongside their core of like Jamal Murray and Jokic. And we were talking off air. I think Jokic is probably like the best player in the league right now.
I would say so too.
Greatest big man passer of all time. Can shoot the three, post up, face up. He does it all. Great footwork. People are talking about his footwork.
His footwork. He's up and under. Point guard. I'm like, what?
He could bring the ball up the court. Like, he could, like, just a great all around player. Like, the only thing that you could not, the only knock he really has is like defense. That's it. Like, he's not a great defender, but outside
he's
of that,
not elite.
Yeah, he's not like an elite defense. Yeah, he's not elite. He's not like, he's better than Towns, I would say, like on defense. I mean, better overall, obviously, but like definitely on defense. For sure.
I seen him put his arms up like like those like kids that are playing in the gym basketball pickup game. He put his arms up and he just looks so awkward and unorthodox, but it's like he gets the ball. I showed you that pass off air that he had before the junior. Like, it was what? Like, why?
His jumper is ugly too, but it'd be going in like that behind the head.
Yeah, it's ugly as hell.
Yeah, it's mad ugly. It kind of reminds me of Bird. His jump shot too is kind of like a behind the head shot.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching Undisputed, and Shannon Sharpe was saying like he's making a case to be like the greatest white player of all time. Like, you know, overtaking Bird for that title. Like, oh shoot.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's not a bad dude.
Yeah, he's really good, man. That dude's a beast. He's made a big fan out of me, that's for sure. And I mean, watching the series too, it's kind of funny because like every game was pretty much close. Like Denver would take a big lead, Lakers would come back, they'd either be within four or actually take the lead, and like Denver would just like pretty much get the lead right back and win. Yeah. So like Lakers had a chance to win in every game. They had a chance to win literally every game, but
Denver's just a better team. They know how to close out games. The Lakers always had that problem since last year. They can't close out games for the life of them.
Yeah, and their core has been together for years. You're talking about like Jamal Murray, Jokic, Michael Porter Jr. You know, they have a lot of chemistry. They're a really deep team too. Like, you know, they had some great pickups in the offseason. So they're just overall just a better team than the Lakers. And I think they're going to win it all personally in the Western Conference. As far as, you know, the Lakers, you know, they got a lot of question marks. Obviously LeBron, I don't believe he's retiring, but he had came out and said he might retire. Like, I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think he was upset, and I think he's throwing shade at the bum ass players that didn't help him, because he played well that last game.
Yeah, he dropped like 40. I mean, he kind of was running on fumes in the second half, but that first half he was like dominant. You know, I mean, he looked like the LeBron of old, but obviously like he's up there in age now. He can't do what he did, like, you know, in Cleveland. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him for the series at all. I think D'Angelo Russell was horrible.
Yeah, he was trash.
He was horrible, and there's rumors saying that he's not coming back. So he's probably going to be a journeyman for the rest of his life.
He wants a max deal. I'm like, that ain't happening.
At one point, I thought D'Angelo Russell was going to be finally came out of like. I thought he was finally developing into something pretty special, but I think it was just a one-year thing, which happens. Yeah. Sometimes people become all-stars for like that one random year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Kyle Korver was an all-star.
Right. You know what I mean? Tayshaun Prince, stuff like that. Yeah. When he was
the Hawks. All of them were like all-stars.
Yeah. That year they won like 60 games and they had a team full of role players. Yeah. I remember that shit. Yeah. I mean, LeBron, I just think that he was just trying to take the focus off being swept, because, you know, the media was going to come after him for being like, you know, swept in the playoffs, not even winning a game. I think just dropping that kind of just like changed the narrative. So I just think it's that. I don't see him retiring. I mean, like he said for years, he wants to play with his son. I guess the question is, does his son want to play with him? Because I could see like not wanting to be in his dad's shadow.
I heard that his son, he wants to be able to play against his son now. So things are kind of changing up. And then I heard if he does play with his son, it's literally going to be maybe for like half a year.
Half a year?
Maybe, or something random like that, or just like 1 year.
We'll see. I mean, I could definitely see his son not wanting to be in the shadow. So I wouldn't blame his son for not wanting to fall. What are you
going to say? Like, he's going to play on the Knicks for like 1 year or something?
We'll take it.
That's random first round pick, and he's like 10 or 12 or something.
Right. I mean, shoot, I'd take LeBron on the Knicks right now.
He'd change life over there.
I think, him and Brunson, they'd be nice. He'd make Brunson so much better. Problems.
Brunson would be an MVP candidate,
right? Yeah, because literally, like, Brunson could score, LeBron could kind of run the offense. You know what I mean? Make those bums like Grimes and them like hit some shots. You know what I mean? They'd be nice.
He'll tell them where to stand and everything. I like when he's kind of commanding everything. He's like, go there, go there.
Right. For sure. Yo, that'd be nice. But there's also rumors of like Kyrie and the Lakers looking at Kyrie and Trae Young. I guess they might be a replacement for D-Lo. Like, what do you think about those two guys? And also Dame was kind of, his name's been thrown in the mix too. Like, out of those three guys, who would you like to see with the Lakers?
I think Trae Young is more, more valuable in the sense that you're not going to get no weird press or weird stuff going on, and he could just be a third person.
Yeah, for sure. I
think the key for the Lakers is Anthony Davis just has to come out the gate next year just shooting. He just needs to be top five player again, where we're like, all right, Anthony Davis is here, top power forward in the league. He's playing center now, but top big in the league in general.
Yeah, it's tough because for them, like, they made it to the Western Conference Finals, so they're not far away from competing for a chip. But then you also got to think about LeBron is going to be another year older. So he's going to come down. Who knows when Father Time is going to, like, yoke him up.
So think about it. If AD could be that top five guy, and then Trae Young could play at an all-star level, but kind of the way he was playing that year where he beat the Sixers and the Knicks,
yeah,
they'll be dangerous because then LeBron can kind of get a clean 25-10.
Honestly. And
that's actually a lot.
If Trae Young's there, he should be able to just get like 20-10 because Trae Young can score.
Exactly.
You know, Trae Young can average 27, 28 easily. Mm-hmm. And AD can give you 25-30 a game. So like LeBron should be able to slide to that third.
And Trae could run that offense too. He could pass the hell out of that rock.
Right. And LeBron could just focus on scoring. And that would be even, if that's the case, he'll probably give you 30 still. If he just has the score.
It'd be nice to get like maybe another wing, maybe get one of the wings off Atlanta also.
Yeah.
Just something. I think the deeper, because you covered this last week. I think the deeper the team is, the better now. There's no more big threes and all this.
Yeah. Because like
that mentality's over.
Yeah, because look at the Brooklyn Nets when they had Kyrie, Harden, and KD. That did not work out. Like,
if LeBron was in KD's position, they would have won.
LeBron
had that big three and Kyrie. I think LeBron would have made that win.
Yeah,
he would. KD doesn't have that in him. As great as he is, it's no knock on him. He's just not that dude.
For sure. Like, LeBron would have won. Those guys,
I think LeBron would have wiped the East out.
Yeah,
like old times.
Yeah, literally, like with ease. And for the Lakers, they have like they got to bring back Reeves, Hachimura.
Oh, Hachimura was amazing.
Yeah, they got to bring those two back. Like that's a definite. D'Lo, they can let him walk. But
I project Hachimura to be an all-star eventually. He's like a project, but I think he has it. I think he's that. Yeah. He's pretty good. I think Washington messed up.
Yeah, I think the Lakers is a much better fit for him. I just hope they're not like, those role players that have a great year right before a new contract and they just come back down to earth. I hope for Reeves and Hachimura, it's not that case. But I don't think it will be. I think they're going to be.
I want them to get this guy back too. The dude with the hair. Well, he cut it now. What's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Walker?
Lonnie Walker? No.
Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker.
Yeah. That kid's nice, too. They need to bring him back.
I think they're going to bring back Mo Bamba, too.
Mo Bamba?
Yeah, they're going to try to give him more playing time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like he didn't really have that much of an impact. But, bring him back. I think he still has potential.
He shot a couple threes, blocked a couple shots, nothing crazy. Definitely not living up to his potential. He should have been he was supposed to be that dude. It makes sense about him for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily need like Trae Young or Dame or Kyrie. Because I feel like if they get any of those guys, they also have to give up their deep roster. You know what I mean? So that's the give and take where, like, because their roster is pretty deep, like, for now. They might just need to retool and then just hope that LeBron doesn't, like, you know, become any worse because he's getting up there in age. And I think they'll be all right. I wouldn't give up my depth for that, for Trae Young.
No, me neither. If you could get Trae Young for nothing.
Yeah, but I doubt they're going to want a lot. Like, they're going to want a lot.
Yeah, they definitely gonna want that 17th pick. I think the Lakers have like the 17th, like one of the
they have 17, but they're not keeping that pick. They're gonna trade it. They're trying to win now. Yeah. You got to when you got LeBron on your team, and AD is like, I mean, he's a walking injury. So like, you gotta like capitalize on that. You don't know what's going on with AD.
No, you never do. Like I said, if he comes out the gate next year. Top five guy, the Lakers, the league's in trouble, especially in the West.
But
we never know what we're going to get from him. One day you're going to get 40, one day you're going to get 16.
Yeah.
You know, and then scoreless in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't be a superstar scoreless in the fourth quarter. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, his, like, he kind of reminds me of Tatum in that sense, where like their highs are really high and their lows are low. Like, I don't get it. Like, there's no in between with them. It's like either you're getting like top tier play or you're getting trash play, one or the other.
Yeah, he does remind me of Tatum in that sense.
Yeah. Speaking of Tatum, gets move out east. The Celtics have shocked the world. They were down 3-0. I thought. You know, I was talking to my dad about it maybe last week or so. I was like, yeah, they're going to get swept. Like, this is it. Miami and Denver in the finals. They win one game. I'm like, okay, like, they gentlemen sweep. That's fine. Then I watch game five. Yeah, it was game five. And, like, they were dominant. Like, just.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. Like, tied 3-2. And then last night, they had that crazy-ass game where, like, Celtics were up big first. You know, Miami came back. Jimmy Butler got fouled on a three-point attempt. They took the lead. And then homeboy Derek White.
Crazy
putback for like in like 0.2 seconds or something left, or something crazy like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just insane. Like, what do you think of this Heat Celtics series? I'm shocked where we're at right now.
Jimmy better not let this get out of hand. I'll blame that shit on Jimmy. Bam is what he is. They're really down bad, the Heat, but
Bam plays bad. Yesterday.
Yeah, and Bam, if Bam's playing bad, you're not going to win anything. You need Bam to get like 20 a game. You need him to get 20 and like 10 and dominate on the ball. You need him to be better than why is Al Horford outplaying you? Like. If Al Horford outplays your second best player, nah, you're not winning.
That's not a good
thing. Because Al Horford's not even the third best player.
Nah, he's old as dirt. Like, he's that old. Like, I don't get how that happened. I mean, Jimmy Butler, I felt like teams gave him too much respect in the playoffs. Like, teams like the Knicks doubling him and stuff. I'm like, he's not like prime Kobe. I always thought he was a star, not a superstar. But they just
gave him. He's definitely a star.
Yeah, definitely a star. He's not a superstar. Teams gave him way too much respect. That's why the Knicks lost that series, just doubling him and just giving him way too much respect.
Yeah. If Julius had played a little better at RJ, we would have been playing the Celtics
right now. And if you look at.
And we've beaten the Celtics in the regular season.
Yeah, 3-1. So, you know, who knows, could have went to the finals that year. Because you never know. You got to take advantage of your moments. Because, like,
if we went to the finals that year, I'd be like, RJ, what can I get you?
For real. That would have been big for the team. Because you got to take advantage. Because it doesn't guarantee that next year they'll be back in the second round. You know what I mean? You got to take advantage when you...
RJ, do you need a plate of food? Jesus, what can I get you, my boy?
Right? If they went to the finals, even if they lost against Denver, it's like the fact they went to the finals with no superstar in the team.
Tibbs would have been talked about differently.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you'd have been up there with, yeah, Van Gundy and Riley from the Knicks.
Knicks history. You got to get him some bread. He needs his own plane too, probably.
Yeah, getting to the finals, that would be huge. Yeah, Brunson's a star. In the front row. Yeah, and Brunson's a star because, like, you could see the Heat. They really tried to, like, make life tough for Brown and Tatum, and they were able to do that. But, like, with Brunson, he was just getting what he wanted.
Brunson can drive, and he still needs 6 feet.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like Miami, I'll say back to the series, another reason why they're also in this bind is also because, like, their shooting came back down to earth. Like, they were a horrible, like, jump shooting team in the regular season, and in the playoffs they were just like high. It finally kind of, like, corrected itself now. So they're also, you know,
I feel like they're stopping Jimmy from the driving lanes because Jimmy likes to drive, and that floater in the
corner,
Jimmy's mid-range is actually underrated.
Is Jimmy, he was horrible yesterday. He's 5-21, 23% from the field.
Yeah, 24. Plays like that tomorrow, they're done.
He keeps guaranteeing they're going to win, and I don't see that, especially that demoralizing loss that they had last night where, like, they had the series won.
If they win tomorrow, the Heat, it's going to be by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, in Boston, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't see Brown and Tatum playing bad again.
I just don't, especially the way they lost Miami, I can't see them recovering from that. I mean, if they do, that's great mental toughness. I just don't see them recovering from that. Because, like, they were this close to, like, being in the finals, and then, like, Derek White hits that shot. So we'll see. Jimmy Butler definitely has to have a better game. He can't go 5-21. Bam, 4-16. Like,
his team's best guy. He's in his press conference.
Who?
Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Look at it and then look at his hat. Tell me that's not a Celtics hat.
Jimmy's weird. I wouldn't be surprised.
When you see it, you're going to be like, oh, God. But it's like backwards, but it's like green and white. And I'm like, why is he with a brown shirt?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, he's looking like a turd.
Yeah, definitely, unless if it's a Jets player.
Like, that's a Celtics. I think that's a Celtics cap. I think he's trolling him. He's a petty dude.
With his wave cap underneath.
Yeah, he's a petty dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They're done. Yeah. That's going to be a historic failure. Like, I think Draymond was saying, like, he hopes the Celtics come back with 3-0 so people can stop talking about the Warriors giving up that 3-1 lead. Yeah, that's historic. No team has ever done that, come back from 3-0. There's been four teams that brought it to a game 7, but they all lost. Three. Yeah.
Wasn't the Cavs the only one? And then the Celtics would be the second team, right?
No, I don't think the Cavs. No, I'm talking about for 3-0. No, I'm with the Cavs. Oh, I think Celtics are the, I think 14 has been it before, and all of them lost in game 7. So we'll see what Celtics do on Monday.
Oh, the Kembe's Denver Nuggets. Didn't they do that? AC? No, I'm thinking of.
No. They were AC. Yeah. No, they didn't come back from 3-0.
I think Jimmy needs to do this for his legacy.
Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah, because then he's going to go back down to earth and it's just going to be 18 points a game, Jimmy, or 20.
Well, that's what he's going to do, even if they won a championship this year. The regular season, I feel like he paces himself for the playoffs.
But which is also weird for me. I think that, yeah. I don't like that.
That's also why I don't see him as a superstar, because I'm like, you don't really have any, like, that many accolades. You don't really play that well in the regular season. You're just like a star, like, you know, 18 to 20 a game. You know, I can't really be superstar for that.
I was on Twitter, they were like, LeBron could never.
Right. he would never. Like, that's, you know, that's crazy.
He said LeBron would have got all those scrubs and contract.
Right.
You think those scrubs work?
Those scrubs, yeah, he'll make them work.
Like Dave Vincent, yeah, he'd make them work.
Oh, yeah. Gabe Vincent. I mean, they're playing well. They were playing well.
Duncan Robinson. He would make Duncan. Those guys work.
Oh, yeah. He'll make Duncan look like Clay. Like, Clay would be – he'll be hitting, like, mad three, Duncan Robinson. They actually look a little better without Tyler Hero, the Heat.
That just goes to show you a lot.
Yeah, because, like, you can't have – because Tyler Hero's defense is horrible. But you can't really have
– he's not going to be a six-man next year.
He's going to be starting for them?
Yeah, I heard he's going to start at their shooting guard and then Jimmy at the three.
I wonder
and
if
then they Bam at the four and then Zeller at the five. And then Gabe is going to run point.
I wonder if they get rid of him. Maybe, like, try to put him in a package for, like, a star player or something like that. Yeah. Because I feel like
if they're – maybe he'll be in Philly.
Oh, for Embiid? Yeah, Embiid in Miami with Jimmy Butler. Because I know Embiid loves to play with Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. It'd be a wrap.
That defense, that team would be really good defensively.
Yeah, it'd be a wrap. Because Bam would probably have to go, too. I don't think they'd be able to.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I like Bam at that power forward. Bam is playing – Bam is an all-star for sure.
Yeah, if you could keep Not Bam – Yeah, if you could keep Bam, Jimmy, and Embiid, it'd be a wrap.
It'd be a wrap. The East is in trouble.
Yeah, defensively, there'd be a problem. Yeah. You got those big, that's a big three right there. Yeah, it would be scary. I just don't think – I think Sixers are
going to – Embiid would get 40 a night, like, effortlessly.
Yeah, effortlessly. And then with Spo, that would be, like, the best coach he ever had.
Jimmy could get 18 and look amazing. With Embiid and Bam on the team?
Yeah, of course. It's like Bam could get like anywhere from 15 to 20.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, Butler can get his 18. I think, Embiid will get like 30. They'll be straight.
Yeah, that's all they need. And then you have the guys like Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson. Those guys will come alive at that point. Because and then Lowry could retire probably because he looks horrible.
Lowry, yeah. He's been pretty decent, and I think the second round, and then like against the Bucks also. But he's old now. You know what I mean? It's probably time for him to hang it up. He's not gonna bring it to the promised land or anything.
He looks big.
Yeah, he's always been big. He's never really been like shape, like never. I remember him. He's been in the league for a minute. I remember when he was on the Rockets. You remember back in those days?
Mm-hmm. I remember when he was on the Grizzlies. That's when he first
started. Yeah, when he first started. So he's been in the league for a hot minute.
I think Kyle's Grizzlies.
Yeah, he's been. Was it Pat? No, was it Marks? Probably Marks.
Maybe Marks.
Yeah, Marc Gasol's Grizzlies. And he was on the Rockets. I want to say when T-Mac was still there. Yeah, so he's been in the league for a minute. It's time to retire.
Joe Austin was starting over him. No, Aaron Brooks, remember?
Yeah, Aaron Brooks. That's what I was trying to remember who he's playing with. Yeah, it was Aaron Brooks. He was the third string, I think, behind those two. Rafer, Aaron Brooks, and then him. He was third.
Aaron robbed the NBA, man.
Yeah. I think he's an assistant coach for the Knicks now or something like that. He works with him in some capacity.
He still looked the same.
Yeah, still looked the same. I liked him back in the day. He was a nice scorer.
Nice scorer.
He was a bucket for sure. Mm-hmm. You got – I don't know who's going to be your pick for game 7 for the Celtics.
I got the Celtics. I think it's going to be a blowout because they're coming back to Boston and that momentum shift. And even if Tatum plays bad or Jaylen Brown, one of them, I don't think both of them will play bad. I think Malcolm Brogdon or somebody's going to pick up the slack. Even Marcus Smart, you just never know. Maybe Horford.
Yeah, because Brogdon didn't play game 6, so if he plays game 7. Yeah, you never know. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Somebody's going to solve it. The Celtics are too deep.
They're the better team. I got the Celtics winning that. I think it's going to be a great finals with the Celtics and the Nuggets. I hope the Nuggets win, but I don't know. And the way the Celtics came back from 3-0 like that, they're riding high on that momentum.
That'd be crazy if they beat the Nuggets. But I want the Nuggets to win because I'm not a Celtics fan, even though I love
Yeah.
I respect the Celtics, and I do like certain plays. Like I do like Tatum and Brown, and
I like Tatum and Brown.
Smart, Malcolm Brogdon, and all those guys. I respect them a lot.
It's gonna
you'll
be
never tough. See me in a green. You never see me in a green Celtics jersey.
Nah, it'll be interesting.
Bird or Parrish.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they match up with Jokic. Like what's his name?
Celtics.
Yeah, is Horford going to be able to contain? He actually did a great job on that beat.
Barbecue chicken, I think.
I guess Jokic.
Barbecue chicken.
That poor Rob Williams is too small. Rob Williams is too small for Jokic.
He's like 6'9". I was like, damn.
Yeah, he's undersized. He's athletic, though. He's more athletic and mobile than Jokic, but he won't be able to guard him.
Mm-hmm. I told you, Jokic could do up and unders like a guard. And they're very slow, but they go in.
Yeah, they go in. And no, Jamal Murray is also going to go off. They're going to put Smart on Murray. I know that, but I don't think he's going
to
be.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. I don't know if he's going to be able to contain Murray. And Michael Porter Jr. Like, Michael Porter Jr. is going to be an X factor in that. Aaron Gordon.
Michael, don't sleep. Michael could have a crazy game because everybody's going to be focused on Murray and Joker.
Yeah, that's true. No, so you could have like a crazy game and Aaron Gordon too. It'll be a great matchup. It could go 6-7.
Porter can shoot and drive that lane. He's 6'10". Yeah. He could slam it on y'all. Y'all, the Celtics.
Yeah, it's going to be – it could go 6 or 7 games. I don't know who I pick. Maybe I pick Denver, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Celtics beat them too.
Yeah,
the Celtics they got a lot of heart.
I pick Denver in 6.
I'll be interested to see. If that happens, I'd be interested to see how Jokic plays against the Celtics. If he's dominant, then I would think the Celtics aren't winning. If they can contain him, they have a chance. So it all depends on if they can stop Jokic or not. That's the key for me, that series. Another news also in the league, you got the Bucks hired a new coach, Adrian Griffin, I think his name is. I don't really know much about him. He's an assistant, he was an assistant coach on the Raptors. His name has always been tossed around in like the coaching carousel and teams looking for a new coach. Nick Nurse backed out and for whatever reason he kind of backed out, so they gave the job to Adrian. Like I don't know, but what do you think of that coaching
move? I mean, sometimes when new coaches come in, they change life and franchises. So I hope for the best. I don't know. There's rumors that Giannis will leave soon. We'll see. That would suck if he leaves. Then that guy's job is going to suck.
Yeah. Then you got to go a full rebuild mode at that point.
It's going to be horrible.
Yeah, that team's going to be trash. And once Giannis leaves.
Wish him the best.
If he leaves, that is, they'll be trash. Because at the end of the day, it's like, what else do you have? You got to rebuild. Because Chris Middleton, he's a role player to me. I've never looked at him as a second option on a championship team. So for me, that's gonna be, we'll see. I mean, you never know. He might be better than he might be better than I think. So, time will tell. But it's key for them to, I think, get Giannis a second star in order to keep him happy and keep him in Milwaukee because, he wants to win, obviously. Like, at the end of the day, he wants to win. They won a championship a few years ago. Obviously, he's going to want more. And, them getting bounced out in the first round, that's not a good look being a number one seed in the Eastern Conference. So, it'll be interesting to see what moves they make this summer. Who they add, who they get rid of. Because I think Middleton needs to go, personally.
Yeah, I think they need another solid guy. Like I was saying, like Pascal or what's his name? Maybe like a Bradley Beal. They need another guy that can change life for them.
Pascal would be great.
Giannis.
Yeah, Pascal would be great for them. I think another wing that could handle the ball, score. Yeah, they'd make them a problem. That's what I would look for them if I were them. I think he would be good. I wouldn't mind Jeremy Grant also for them as well. I think he might be solid for them. Those guys.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant would be really nice. He's one of those guys that could get you 20 or 4.
Like, yeah,
he's been consistently good though lately.
Yeah, lately for sure.
We'll see. He earned his money, I think. So
yeah, those two guys.
Trash teams.
Yeah, those two guys I'm also looking for the Knicks, Jay and Randall, one of those guys, or RJ, one of the other.
Yeah,
I'm
good with either or.
Yeah, both are either or is fine with me.
We need to move forward with Brunson and somebody else.
It'd be nice if
Cat came and Cat took over, because Cat's in his prime. We got to get him now.
People are talking about Cat and Levine. It's like,
I'll take Levine and Cat.
Yeah, the only thing, our defense would be really bad. Like, if we get all those guys, because Brunson, he tried, but he's small.
Yeah, we definitely won't be top 10, but I'm taking Cat, because Cat's going to give you 25. Mitchell Robinson can't even give you 5.
Yeah.
My only
reservation with Cat is just defense. I mean, like, he kind of comes up small in big moments. That's the only thing I fear.
Because Tibbs is going to be his coach, I think he's going to come around. But that's because Tibbs.
Yeah.
That's the time he got noticed more, when he was under Tibbs. The minute Tibbs left, he went back to his old ways.
Yeah. Maybe Tibbs would be a good influence on him. Towns, Levine, and the names tossed out right now. I guess I'd take either or, I guess. But you just got surrounded with great defenders.
Is there any way we can get both? I don't think it's far-fetched.
I don't think it's far-fetched. You probably could get both. But like I say, your defense is really bad, because you got 3 bad defenders on the same lineup. So, like, those other two guys, like, they got to be lockdown defenders. And those two guys are going to have their work cut out trying to make up for Brunson, Levine, and Towns. Brunson tries, but he's just too small.
So we would need, like, at power forward, we would need somebody that's just, like, defensively, like.
Yeah, like a defensive, like, stalwart. You can't be average. You got to be, like, locked down. Like, you got to be, like, Jaren Jackson Jr. level defense. Same for the wing that you put next to Levine and Brunson.
Will it be Grimes?
I'm not big on that kid. Like, I saw some delusional YouTuber saying that, like, next year the Knicks, if they just, like, keep the roster as is and make Grimes the number 2 option, make Julius the number 3 and Brunson 1 in the Eastern Conference Finals, I just stopped watching right then. I was like, this dude is delusional.
These guys don't watch basketball at that point. You're just like, all right, you don't know about basketball.
Yeah, you're just acting like a 7-year-old fan. You like players on the team. Yeah, like, Grimes is not a second option on the championship level team.
Grimes is a bench player. Let's keep it real.
Right. He's undersized too. He's like 6'4".
I think Mitch is even a bench player.
Yeah, honestly, they're both.
Like, a lot of those guys are now, like, Deuce McBride. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about those guys. Like, Quickly, I'm done with them.
Quickly. That's the other thing, too. They're talking about giving Quickly 100 mil and giving, what's his name, Josh Hart, like, 18 mil a year. I'm like, you're going to pay that much for 2 guys on your bench? And, like, so you're going to have 4 guys making 100 mil. None of them superstars. Brunson's a star. The rest are, I guess you can maybe make the argument Julius is kind of a star, but not on the level of Brunson. But nah, it's not worth it. Like, they got to make some moves. They got to get rid of. I trade Quickly. I trade Obi. Bring in some shooters, some wings. Get better. see if you can get Pascal Siakam for Julius or something like that, or Jeremy Grant. No KP. People talking about KP and like he's injury prone.
No, and no, he had a good year. He had a good year, but I'm not crazy about KP. I think it's over. Don't come back.
Yeah, don't come back. And I don't think Obi's ready for full time starter. So yeah, I'm not sold on that. So the Knicks, I don't know what they're gonna. It's gonna be a big offseason for them. I think they're gonna make a move. Maybe it'll be Towns. I guess time will tell. We'll see.
I wouldn't mind Towns. I think that'd be a great move, especially for the East. Then you'd have like some competition for Embiid and Bam and all those guys.
Yeah,
I think it'd be great. And Towns plays amazing against Embiid. I don't know what it is. That those backs, and I think Towns is the best shooting, one of the best shooting centers in the league. We need like another scoring punch. That could really make Brunson a better guard.
Yeah, we need spacing in the worst way.
That could make Brunson a way better guard because Brunson's a great guard. But imagine he doesn't have to have all those like 40-point games just for us to win a game.
Yeah,
with Towns, he would. I feel like he. It would make life so much easier for him because you got Mitchell Robinson who can't even keep up with Al Horford. Like, come on.
Yeah, like Mitchell Robinson, he can't. Like, offensively, he gives you nothing. Just clogs up the paint. Like, if they had a stretch five, like that would open up the floor for like RJ Brunson and Randall. Right, Randall and RJ would probably be much better with like a cat.
Absolutely. Carmelo Anthony retired. Great player, definitely a Hall of Famer. Didn't win chips, wasn't really like a LeBron or a Wade, but
yeah, he's definitely one of the greatest scorers of all time for sure.
Absolutely. Top five.
Yeah, and like obviously, when he came to the Knicks, they didn't really give him the supporting cast he needed. I mean, during his stint here, his second best player was like J.R. Smith. So he never really got the true like support. They never really gave him a good team. Management was horrible when he came.
He caught Amari at the bad time.
Yeah, he caught Amari at a horrible time. So, you know,
Amari went from 30 to 15. When he came, Amari was getting 15.
Yeah. And then Amari just hurt his back and It was never the same. So, you know, tough for him, but obviously great career. I mean, Nuggets Melo was a beast. Like, I remember him and LeBron would have battles, and he'd give LeBron the business. Like, he was a beast. It was fun watching him and AI together, too. You know, great.
They underachieved, but he was, nonetheless, he's a legend, man. Definitely a Hall of Famer first, probably.
Yeah, top 75. I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks retired his jersey.
I think they will because Denver's not giving that. Joker is Denver.
Jokic is the best number 15 the Nuggets ever had. He's not giving that number up. So I think the Knicks would probably retire him. And they should retire Bernard Kings also if they're going to retire Melo.
Bernard King should have been retired, but Julius Randle's wearing 30, which is, it makes me cringe, but.
Yeah. But it is what it is. Anything else we missed?
I think that's it. Expect the video. So expect another video this week by us guys, for the fans.
For sure. As always, check us out on social media at Pick and Pop Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you want to donate to the show, $Pick and Pop Show on Cash App. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.